Just another corporation trying to survive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Tech giant Hewlett-Packard says it'll slowly shrink its workforce by 9,000 and plans to spend $1 billion to ramp up its corporate sales and services outfit and hire 6,000 workers later. Oil's back down to near $72 a barrel today. Shares of BP plummeted in London trading as much as 17%. Now, the sell-off followed the failure to so far plug that massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. From London, Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
BP has now lost more than a third of its stock market value since the oil rig blew up 6 weeks ago. Investors fear the costs of the disaster are spiraling out of control. Containing and cleaning up the spill could set the company back more than $3 billion. At this stage, the cost of compensation is anyone's guess. Chris Skrabowski of Peak Oil Consulting says one thing is pretty clear. BP will likely emerge from this disaster as a smaller company.
It's perfectly possible that it may have to chop bits off itself and sell them in order to meet the monumental costs that seem to be coming down the road towards it.
As a smaller firm, BP could be open to takeover, but Skrabowski says that's unlikely. After this disaster, regulators will be less keen on seeing an even bigger oil company. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Shares are mixed right now on Wall Street. The S&P down by about 3 points, a third of a percent. The NASDAQ off about 0.2%. The Dow now higher, 12 points, 10,148. European shares are mixed, and Asian markets slid by about 1% today. We got word from the government that construction spending rose in April, its biggest increase in almost a decade. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index dipped a bit in May, but still good news because the index has been in expansion mode for nearly a year. Boeing's seeing a bit of that. It says it'll build as many as 65 aircraft for a Russian airline from Moscow. Peter Van Dyke reports.
Boeing's business in Russia has been grounded for many years, but it could be taking off again. The American plane maker won the large multi-billion dollar contract, beating off rival bids from Europe's Airbus and a Russian supplier. It will deliver 50 mid-range planes with an option for 15 more. Russian Technologies announced the deal on its website and said the specifics of the planes to be purchased would be decided in the near future.
Well, I think it's a big coup for Boeing. There's not only Russian manufacturers, there's other foreign manufacturers. So, you know, Boeing won on this one.
Andrew Summers is the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce in Russia. He says the deal shows that good politics is good business.
It reflects continuing efforts to stimulate trade between the two countries.
The Boeing deal is especially significant because Russia has pressured domestic carriers to buy Russian planes to revive the domestic aviation sector. For Marketplace, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. By MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The economic belt tightening has put the kibosh on a lot of things. State budgets are getting slashed. Banks keep failing. In many places, home prices are still way low. In Roswell, New Mexico, the city council's approved a budget that doesn't include money for the famed UFO festival. For a town with such an alien connection, it could prove detrimental, culturally and economically. Dusty Huckabee is a Roswell city councilman. He and some friends started the festival years ago. Counselor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What prompted these cuts?
Well, the festival had been under the auspices of the UFO Museum. Mm-hmm. And about 3 years ago, the city, they wanted to give it a shot, and of course they pumped a lot of money into it, $100,000 to $150,000, and we didn't see the attendance going up any at all. We're still seeing around 28,000-29,000 people coming here annually. So we're throwing a lot of money at it, but we're still seeing the same results. So We want to bring it back to the museum, into the private sector, and handle it like we have since 1997.
Now, this brings in, what, 28,000 people or so to the event every year? I mean, how economically important is this festival to Roswell?
Oh, it's huge, and it's not only to Roswell, but to all of southeastern New Mexico. It started lodger's tax here, which is a lot of money. Downtown Roswell was suffering from all the big box stores coming into the area, and we went from a 48% vacancy rate downtown to less than 3.
And what alternatives do you propose?
Well, we've always done the serious speakers here and the known speakers, so we're going to go back to that and have speakers. And of course, we'll have our usual costume contest and a night parade. And of course, we have a huge fireworks show on the 4th of July every year that a lot of people stick around for.
What kind of conflict do you have trying to serve the people, and yet here you are cutting something that may hurt the event that you started?
I don't think we're going to hurt the event at all. It's just, in fact, I think people are going to respect the event more and respect city government more for being more conscientious about how they spend their money.
I got to ask you, Counselor, when people talk to you about the aliens, what do you tell them?
I believe in it. I mean, it's had a huge impact on Roswell. The people who came out of the closet to talk about it had lived in Roswell and were business people all their lives, never said anything about it because they knew they wouldn't be able to stay in business if they came out talking about this stuff. And when they came out and started talking about it, others started talking about it. And all of a sudden, we have a community of people who saw a lot of strange things happen back in that day, and they started talking about it. And boom, here we go.
I guess you got to see it to believe it. Counselor,
that's right.
Counselor Dusty Huckabee from Roswell, New Mexico. Good luck to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Come see us.
All right. Check us out at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us at our website. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.